David, this is Trapper. I don't know if you recall, but we actually hung out backstage back in the day in Edmonton.
I think I do remember, yeah. Yeah, a little while ago.
Yeah, you know what? I can tell you this. I can't remember. I think we shared a shot of Goldschlager.
Okay, that was a long, long time ago then.
You're not into the Goldschlager anymore?
Well, I don't think I've drunk Goldschlager in a long time, actually, to tell you the truth.
Well, at the time, it seemed like you needed a shot to escape all of your adoring female fans that night.
Maybe.
So anyway, that was back in the day. It's been a while for Moist. I'm sure you've answered this question umpteen times, but now for our listeners here in the hat, why now getting the band back together?
Well, I mean, we've remained friends through the years, and every year over a beer, you know, the subject always comes up. And one of us will bring up, we should play a show this year. And usually every year someone's got something to do or there's a reason we can't do it, or it's always that way. And then last summer, we all sort of said yes, we would try to do a show. And then that show quickly snowballed into 6 shows over last Christmas. And then it just sort of got its own momentum from there, really.
So is the dynamic any different? I guess you say you're hanging out as friends anyway, but is the dynamic different on stage than it was back when you were last playing full-time as Moist?
You know what? It's funny. On stage, there's still that energy. There's still this something to the band. It was very strange when we first got back together. You know, the first time back in the rehearsal space, we're sort of standing there with our instruments looking at each other. That was a pretty weird moment, to be totally honest. But, you know, as soon as we actually got in front of an audience, then everything sort of came back, and why we were a band actually came back together.
It's no surprise. There's been a great response to Glory Under Dangerous Skies and the first release, Mechanical, as well, like a top 5 single across Canada. That's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, you never know how things are going to go or how people respond to things, and especially to new music. You know, I understand that people want to hear older songs, but that they'll... You know, that you can deliver something that's new, that sort of threads this needle between what the sound of Moist really is and bringing something new to it as well. And that's what we really wanted to do.
Did you ever wonder with the, you know, the state of rock music and the way that pop music just seems to be, there's a lot of, frankly, bubblegum singles out there. Did you ever wonder if there was going to be this kind of response to your reunion?
Well, for sure. I mean, you just don't know. But I mean, with us, it's always been the same way. You know, we started out, we played some shows, you know, at Christmas, and then we really wanted to get into the studio and see what we could do writing. And so we wrote what we wanted to write, and you kind of put it out there and hope people dig it. You know, beyond that, there's not that much control you have, you know.
So what kind of influences were you looking at when it comes to, music and lyrics for the new album?
I mean, musically, we wanted it to feel, you know, it needed to have the sound of what the band is, and so much of that comes from Mark's guitar and his riffs.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have a few new members in the band, and they bring something different. You know, there's new elements, and there's a freshness to it, because for us, there are new people in there, so damn excited to be there, that they bring this element of freshness to it that for us has made the whole thing feel like a new band, to be honest. And that's what makes that's what gives you the ability to do it again, because you don't feel like you're just, you know, you're not trying to just play the same songs you always played. Obviously, we're playing older songs as well, but we've also got all this new material to play, so that makes it a lot of fun.
Your tour is coming through Southern Alberta here in, I believe it's late November?
Yes.
So you're talking about doing the older songs, doing the newer songs. What are you going to say? But which do you prefer? I mean, you're obviously not sick and tired of doing some of these older songs because you haven't done them for a while, right?
No, you know what? They actually feel really fresh, but that was the big question. Like, how's it going to feel to play those songs on stage? And when we first got back together, that was the biggest thing. Is it going to still feel good to play them? And really the audience answered that question for us, because it feels great to play the older material because it feels new to us again. And then the new songs are a great addition as well, because the album's quite rocking, so it really adds to the set.
Cool. Well, like we said, the first single, Mechanical, been doing really well here on Rock 105.3. The brand new single is Black Roses, correct?
Yes, new single.
What can you tell us about that song?
I mean, that was sort of one of those strange songs that came out of nowhere. You know, it was the very last song we finished for the record. You know, I was with this record, we gave ourselves a little bit more space on it, where we didn't have everything sort of rehearsed to death before we recorded. We kind of went with faith. Things were going to come together in the studio. And with that song, you know, I was finishing the lyric while I was, you know, singing lines and finishing lyrics and revising. And I left the studio thinking that we actually didn't get that song, that we didn't really capture it. And then Mark, over the next week, mixed the song, and then he sent one of his usual late-night texts, where he's this late-night text guy, where he sends the band out these texts, and then he sent out the song. And immediately we sort of, it was the last song to make the record, and then it's, of course, the second single. That's the way it always works.
David Usher of Moist here. I know you've got a lot of interviews to do today, so I won't keep you for too long. I got to ask, you say you guys are friends, you guys are back together again, and you're talking about the good parts of it. there's got to be something strange. What's the strangest thing about being back together doing this as Moist again?
You know, for me, the weirdest part was the beginning. When we first got back into the room for that first, I say for the first month, really, because coming from a solo artist where you really have to be, you have a lot of control over everything. I'm a details guy in those ways where, you've got a lot of responsibilities as a solo artist. But being back with a band, you have to let go of control, because we're very much a collaborative band. And that was one of the hardest things, but also it's also been a great thing because once you can relax into it, it's really fun. But that first month or two was very difficult for me. I gotta be honest.
Well, yeah, I imagine it would be, right? It's almost like going from being the boss or the manager to taking a step back and just being another coworker.
It is, but there, I guess it like everything in life. It depends how you look at it. And now that I've sort of gotten my head around it, it's actually quite relaxing for me. I go like, okay, I'm not going to deal with that question. You deal with that question.
Well, David Usher of Moist, we are really looking forward. The new album, obviously, Glory Under Dangerous Skies, just dropped this week. And
yeah.
you're coming through Southern Alberta. I believe it's a Calgary date is the closest to us right now, November 28th. So looking forward to seeing you out here.
Excellent. Thanks very much, man.